All right, buckle up, everybody, because today we are diving deep into the oh-so-mysterious world of Leo men.
Oh, yes, those Leos.
And how to decode those subtle signs that his interest might be, fading.
It's funny, actually. Mm-hmm. You think of Leos as these larger-than-life, you know, personalities.
Right, full of passion, right.
Yeah, exactly.
Big personalities.
So you'd think it'd be obvious if they were pulling away, right?
Okay.
But it can be a lot more nuanced.
More subtle than that.
Than that, yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what we're going to be looking at today.
Exactly.
From astrologer Laura King's article, "Recognizing the Clear Signs, a Leo Man Has Lost Interest in You."
Yes. This is from a blog called Leo Star King, and this is going to be like your secret decoder ring for understanding those sometimes confusing signals.
Right.
And hey, even if you're not currently, involved with a Leo man, this deep dive can still give you some really fascinating insights into just astrological compatibility in general.
Absolutely.
Who hasn't encountered a Leo in their life, whether it's a friend, a family member, a colleague, you know, that intriguing stranger across the room.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's set the scene here.
Right.
You're noticing some shifts in your Leo man, okay?
Okay.
Maybe those grand romantic gestures, those passionate declarations, you know, the things that they're known for, have started to fade a little bit.
Right, yeah.
He's less communicative.
Less.
Maybe less eager to share his day with you. And that spotlight-loving Leo, he seems to be kind of retreating into the background a little bit.
It is interesting because for a lot of Leo men, communication is how they love. It's their love language. It's how they express affection and build connection.
It's interesting.
And so when they start to do that less,
right,
it's not just about, you know, oh, they're just being quiet.
Yeah.
It's actually withholding something that's really important to them, which also means that it's something that they would, usually give freely.
It's like, yeah, the volume's been turned down on that warm, expressive energy that we usually associate with Leos.
Absolutely.
So how does that manifest?
Yeah.
Like, how do you know?
Well, Laura King actually points out that this disengagement phase often starts subtly.
Okay.
So maybe the compliments become less frequent.
Right.
The physical affection dwindles, and he's no longer the one initiating dates or planning those romantic outings.
Oh, interesting.
You know, things like that. It's just more subtle than you might expect.
So then what happens when that communication starts to, like, totally break down?
Yeah.
Like, you know, we're talking about Leos being really communicative.
Right, yeah.
So when that really takes a nosedive, what's going on there?
Well, and this is something that King really emphasizes in her article, is how a Leo man who's losing interest will really significantly withdraw from communication.
Uh-huh.
And those frequent messages and eager responses that you might have been used to might be replaced with excuses, mm-hmm. delays, even silence.
Wow. Yeah.
It's just a very noticeable shift.
So how do you tell the difference then between, like, you know, a Leo man who's just maybe having an off day or being, you know, kind of in a mood and, like, genuine disinterest?
Yeah.
Because we know Leos, I mean,
they can be dramatic.
They're known for their flair, right? Like, how do we differentiate there?
Yeah, that's a great point, because they can go hot and cold,
right?
You know, with their kind of fiery personalities,
right?
But there are some indicators that go beyond just those typical, mood swings.
Okay.
And one of the things that King highlights is a shift in their social behavior.
Ah. Okay.
So you think about that Leo who loves to be the center of attention.
Right. The life of the party.
Yes. The life of the party.
Yeah.
And they're suddenly fading into the background at, let's say, parties or social gatherings.
Interesting.
Right.
Yeah.
They're not interested in putting on a show.
Especially not with you.
Especially not with you.
Yeah.
And so for a sign that thrives on that attention and admiration.
Right.
This retreat from the social stage can be a major red flag.
Okay. So we've got, like, the romance is dimming, the communication is dropping off, and the social butterfly is kind of like retreating back into its cocoon a little bit.
Yeah.
What about, like, the emotional side of things? Like, how does Leo man's emotional temperature change when he's losing interest?
Well, think about the warmth and affection that Leos are known for, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like a nice comforting fire.
Yeah.
And when they're losing interest, that fire can start to, you know, get a little smaller.
It dwindles a bit, yeah.
It dwindles the affectionate gestures, mm-hmm. that protective instinct, mm-hmm. the genuine interest in your well-being.
Right.
Those things might all start to fade a little bit.
So it's not just like a lack of outward affection, but it's also just like an energy shift as well.
Exactly.
Got it. Okay.
And that fiery passion that they're so famous for can morph into something a lot less pleasant, which is frustration, indifference. King even mentions that they might pick arguments more easily.
Oh, wow.
Belittle your suggestions or even resort to emotional manipulation, which is
so unlike a Leo.
So unlike that enthusiastic, you know, warm Leo.
So it's like that sunshine can turn into like a storm cloud a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. It can be jarring.
Especially for someone who's used to that really warm and loving Leo energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, that's got to be tough.
And here's another one. Another emotional sign that might surprise you.
Okay.
Vanishing jealousy.
Well,
so jealousy is not always healthy, of course.
No, of course not.
But for a Leo, it often stems from their desire to protect what they cherish.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And so when that jealousy disappears.
Interesting.
Can mean that they're no longer feeling possessive, invested.
They don't care as much.
Yeah.
It's like they don't care enough to be jealous.
Right. And that can be confusing because it might seem like a good thing at first.
You're like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, right.
You're not jealous anymore.
But in the context of a Leo man losing interest.
Right.
It's often a sign that something deeper is going on.
Yeah. It means they're just not feeling it anymore.
Yeah.
So we're starting to see a pattern here.
Mm-hmm.
Less romance, less communication, less social engagement.
Yeah.
Definitely a cooling of that. Like signature Leo warmth.
Yes.
It's kind of sad.
It is.
Like watching a fire slowly burn out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember, you know,
of course,
these are potential signs. Not every Leo man is going to exhibit all of these.
Right. Of course.
And there's always a chance that other things could be at play.
Right. We have to be nuanced in our understanding here.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
But these are definitely things to keep in mind.
Good things to be aware of, especially if you're noticing a shift in your Leo man. Okay, so we've talked about the big picture stuff.
Right.
But what about the little things?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the less obvious signs that a Leo man might be pulling away?
Well, our bodies betray us even when we're trying to hide our feelings.
What do you mean?
Body language.
Ah.
So a Leo man who's losing interest might start avoiding eye contact, leaning away from you physically, closing off his posture.
Wow.
And limiting physical touch.
Interesting.
These are all subconscious signals of disengagement.
So their body's trying to create distance, mirroring what they're feeling emotionally.
Exactly.
Fascinating.
And it can be subtle, but it can be quite telling.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that King points out is what she calls the disappearing act.
Okay, tell me more about that.
So this is where they're gradually withdrawing from your life.
Okay.
So they might stop asking about your day, avoid those meaningful conversations.
Interesting.
Become more secretive about their own life, less present, less engaged, less interested in sharing those intimate details that might have been really important earlier in the relationship.
It's like they're slowly fading out.
Yeah.
And that's got to be hard.
It is. And it's often accompanied by, you know, that decrease in affection and attention, which are really crucial for a Leo.
This all makes me think about that need for adoration that we were talking about earlier, too.
Yeah.
Like how important that is for Leo.
It's huge.
Yeah.
It's like oxygen to their fiery souls.
Wow, that's a good one.
And so when a Leo man stops seeking your approval and admiration, that's a big sign.
Okay.
Fewer compliments, less effort to impress you, less interest in making you happy.
Interesting.
It's like they've turned off that switch.
Wow. Okay.
And it can be even more confusing because it can be coupled with those mixed signals and that vague communication that we were talking about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So King talks about how a Leo who's disinterested might blow hot and cold.
Right.
Leave you wondering where you stand.
And you're like on this emotional roller coaster.
It's like they're trying to figure out their own feelings and that just gets projected outward.
I see.
And it creates a lot of confusion for the other person.
Wow. Okay.
But what's really, I think, insightful about this is that it's not just about ego.
Yeah.
It's really tied to their sense of self-worth and how they feel valued in the relationship.
That makes sense.
And so if they're not getting that validation from their partner, it can actually lead to a decrease in their own self-esteem.
So it's like a vicious cycle where they feel less valued. They withdraw, which then leads to even less validation.
Right. Yeah.
And for a Leo who really thrives on that positive reinforcement, that's got to be a tough spot to be in.
It is, and it highlights how interconnected all of these emotional needs are.
Yeah, for both people.
Exactly.
This has been so insightful already.
Yeah, absolutely.
We've covered so much ground.
Yeah.
From those big, like, initial signs of disengagement to those, like, subtle emotional cues.
Right.
And how that need for adoration really plays such a big role in a Leo man's behavior. But there's still so much more to uncover.
Oh, we're just getting started.
We're just getting started.
So much more to explore.
We'll be right back to continue our deep dive into the signs a Leo man is losing interest. Welcome back to our deep dive into the world of Leo men. We've been talking about those subtle signs that his interest might be, you know, fading a little bit.
Right.
And now I'm kind of curious about what happens when things go beyond that.
Yeah.
When it moves beyond that point of, like, disengagement.
Right.
How does a Leo man typically navigate the end of a relationship?
That is a great question, because we've been talking about these subtle shifts, the emotional withdrawal, the mixed signals.
Right.
But then how do they actually, like, move towards a breakup?
Right. Do they just, like, disappear one day, or is it more of a, like, a drawn out process?
Right.
Like, is there a big, grand, dramatic exit? Or do they try to let you down easy?
Well, you know, it's interesting because, As Laura King explains, it can be a little bit of both.
Okay.
You know, Leos, they value their pride and their independence, so they're not likely to just linger in a situation that's no longer fulfilling.
Of course.
But they also don't want to cause unnecessary drama or hurt anyone's feelings.
Right.
So it's kind of a balancing act.
So how do they kind of reconcile those two things?
Well, she uses this phrase, emotional distance precedes goodbye.
Ooh, interesting.
And essentially what that means is they start creating space before the breakup actually happens.
I see.
So you might notice less enthusiasm from him, quieter moments, an avoidance of talking about the future.
Right. So it's not like, it's not an abrupt ending. It's more of a, like, a phasing out.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
And it kind of serves a couple of purposes. Right. One is that it allows the Leo man to kind of process his own feelings.
Okay.
Come to terms with this decision.
Mm-hmm.
And it might subconsciously prepare the other person for what's coming.
Yeah. Even if they don't fully know.
Even if they don't realize exactly what's happening.
Right.
It's not a perfect system.
Of course. Yeah.
But it's a way to kind of manage things with a little more sensitivity.
Right. It's better than just getting, like, blindsided.
Yeah. A bombshell out of the blue.
That's gotta be hard to go through for sure.
It breakups are never easy.
No.
But it gives both people, you know, a little bit more time to kind of adjust.
So she also mentions new interests and hobbies.
Right.
As a potential sign.
Yeah.
Like, how does that fit into all of this?
Well, that's kind of a classic sign of a Leo man who's mentally moving on.
Okay.
So they might suddenly develop a passion for something new.
Right.
A sport or a creative pursuit.
Mm-hmm.
Or even just a new social circle.
Interesting.
And it's kind of a way to channel their energy.
Right.
Seek fulfillment outside of that current relationship.
So it's not necessarily about replacing the partner.
Yo.
It's just about filling that void with something that sparks their interest.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And a lot of times this kind of signifies that the end is near.
Leo's
already, like, looking towards new horizons.
Literally and figuratively.
Exactly. Yeah.
Now, what's really struck me about this whole conversation is how much a Leo man's social interactions can be such a telling indicator of their emotional state, especially in a romantic relationship.
That's a really great observation.
Yeah.
You know, we think of Leos as being so self-assured.
Right. Independent.
And independent. But their social behavior can really reveal a lot.
But what's going on beneath the surface?
Exactly. Exactly.
Can you give me, like, some specific examples of that?
Sure.
What would that look like?
Well, think about that retreat from the spotlight.
Right.
We were just talking about. That's one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But they might also become less engaged with their partners, friends, and family.
Oh, wow.
So they're not putting in the effort to maintain that social front.
Interesting. So they're pulling back from that, like, shared social world that you've built together.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's the wandering eye, too, right?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Yeah, this is hard to hear.
It is, but King's very direct about it, you know?
Yeah.
A Leo man who's truly invested
mm-hmm.
will shower their partner with attention.
Right.
But when that interest fades, their eyes and their attention
mm-hmm.
might start to wander elsewhere.
Which makes sense. I mean, when you think about how Leos operate,
yeah,
they're drawn to what's new and shiny.
Right.
And if they're not feeling that in their relationship anymore, it's going
to look for it somewhere else.
And it really comes back to that need for validation.
Yeah.
So if they're not feeling appreciated,
mm-hmm.
admired
right.
within the relationship,
yeah,
they might start looking for it elsewhere.
Even if it's not conscious.
Even subconsciously.
It's not malicious.
Yeah.
It's just about fulfilling that need.
Exactly.
So it goes back to those mixed signals,
mm-hmm.
the hot and cold, the back and forth.
Absolutely. Because they might be struggling with their own feelings too.
Of course.
Unsure of whether to stay or go.
Right.
And that just gets projected outward.
Yeah.
And it leaves the other person feeling very hurt.
And uncertain.
And uncertain.
That's where communication is so important.
Yeah.
I feel like.
Absolutely. And that's actually something that we're going to explore more of when we come back.
Okay, great.
Yeah, the role of communication, both verbal and nonverbal.
Right.
And how, you know, recognizing these signs can actually empower you.
Right. To navigate this whole terrain.
Yeah, whether you want to rekindle the flame or,
yeah.
you know, move on.
Exactly.
Welcome back to the show.
Yo.
We've been deep diving into all things Leo man and how to spot those signs that his interest might be fading.
Right, and I think what's so important to remember is mm-hmm. that Leos are complex. You know, they have those big hearts. They need to shine.
Mm-hmm.
And when those needs aren't being met,
right,
it can really trigger a whole range of reactions mm-hmm. from that emotional withdrawal we talked about to pulling back socially.
Yeah, it's almost as though their core energy, that Leo fire, starts to, like, dim a little bit.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And it's crucial to understand
yeah.
that it doesn't mean that they're intentionally trying to hurt their partner.
Right.
It's often a subconscious response
yeah.
to feeling, you know, unfulfilled or undervalued.
So what does this mean for someone who's, like, actually seeing these signs
right.
in their Leo man? Like, what can they do with this information?
That's where it gets really interesting, because recognizing these signs isn't just about confirming your suspicions.
Okay.
It's about gaining a deeper understanding
yeah.
of the relationship and empowering yourself to make informed decisions.
So it's about taking that knowledge and actually figuring out what to do with it.
Exactly.
Yeah. yeah.
It's about using this newfound awareness
okay.
to really navigate the situation with more clarity and confidence.
So what does that look like practically?
Well, if you're seeing these signs and you're feeling concerned,
mm-hmm.
the first step is open and honest communication.
So not, like, trying to decipher their every move or play mind games.
Right.
It's just being direct about what you're seeing and how you're feeling.
Exactly. Express your concerns, share your observations, and really listen to their response.
Easier said than done sometimes.
It can be.
Especially with, you know, a Leo.
Right.
They're prideful.
Yeah, they need validation.
So how do you even approach that conversation in a way that's constructive?
That's a great point. It's a delicate balance.
Right.
The key is to focus on expressing your own feelings.
Okay.
Rather than pointing fingers or assigning blame.
Okay. So, like, what would that sound like?
So instead of saying you've been distant and inattentive.
Right.
You could say something like, I've noticed we haven't been spending as much quality time together lately, and I'm feeling a bit disconnected.
Oh, that's great.
Right.
It's not blaming.
It's just expressing how you're feeling.
It's about you.
Yeah.
Not them.
Exactly.
And that's more likely to encourage them to open up, too.
Absolutely. And remember, mm-hmm. even though Leo seem confident,
right.
they're actually quite sensitive.
Yeah.
So approaching the conversation with kindness and understanding is crucial.
So let's say you've had that conversation.
Okay.
What happens next?
Yeah.
What are the possible outcomes?
Right.
Is there, like, hope for rekindling things?
Yeah.
Or is it a sign that it's just over?
Well, there's always hope.
Okay.
I mean, in the best case scenario, the conversation sparks a renewed sense of connection.
Okay.
Commitment, you know?
Yeah.
The Leo man realizes his needs aren't being met.
Right.
And you can work together.
Yeah.
To rebuild the relationship.
So it's not necessarily like game over.
Right.
Just because you're seeing these signs.
Oh, no, not at all.
Okay.
Sometimes just acknowledging the issue
yeah.
and expressing your feelings can be enough to shift the dynamic and get things back on track.
But then, of course, there's also the possibility that it doesn't work out that way.
Right.
That maybe he's just not ready or willing.
Mm-hmm.
Or the issues are bigger than just, you know, attention or validation.
Absolutely. And in those cases,
yeah.
it might be time to consider gracefully exiting the relationship.
As hard as that is.
It is hard, but, you know, recognizing that it's healthier sometimes to walk away is a really powerful act of love, self-respect.
You deserve to be in a relationship where your needs are met.
Absolutely.
Where you feel loved and appreciated and valued.
Exactly.
So it's really about honoring your own needs, knowing your worth,
and
not getting so caught up in trying to decipher what they're doing.
Right. Because ultimately it comes down to you.
This has been so eye-opening.
Yeah.
This whole journey into the world of Leo men.
It is fascinating, isn't it?
It is. We've talked about their complexities, their need for adoration, their communication style.
Right.
How those things can really come into play when they're losing interest.
And you know what I think is really fascinating about all of this?
Yeah.
Is that while we focused on a specific sign.
Right.
A lot of these insights apply to relationships in general.
Yeah, absolutely.
The importance of communication, the need for validation, the dynamics of emotional distance.
Those are universal. So it doesn't matter if you're dealing with a Leo or any other sign.
Yeah.
It's about remembering those key ingredients for a healthy relationship. Communication, respect, understanding each other's needs.
Absolutely. And I want to leave you with one final thought.
Okay.
We've been talking about how to recognize when a Leo man is losing interest.
Right.
But what about rekindling that interest?
Oh, interesting.
Could understanding these signs also be the key to reigniting that flame?
It makes you think.
It does.
Something to ponder.
Yeah.
As you continue your own exploration of relationships.
Yes.
That's a great point to end on.
Thank you.
A reminder that even when faced with challenges, there's always potential for growth and reconnection and rediscovering that spark.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive into the world of Leo men.
It's been a pleasure.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep those connections strong.